Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're...
just getting ready for a good old spit.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this guy. Oh, I love this podcast. Stop. Oh,
that makes me gag, actually.
Does it?
Yeah, don't.
Some people love it, mate.
No, they don't. No one likes it.
You haven't surveyed every single person.
No, because now I'm going to play the rule of, like, the fun police because Grace is gone.
Oh, fun police are here.
Look out. Arrest me.
Stop all fun.
I just don't hear you two gag on your own saliva for 4 minutes.
Yeah, doesn't it make you feel sick?
It does.
It does.
Like answering the phones, hearing people do it made me feel ill.
We broadcast that to Australia.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, we did, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And you know what? I thought it was great content, guys. So bloody...
Well, that's all that matters.
Lock me up, fun police.
When the bosses pull us over the coals.
We're going around again tomorrow.
I had fun. I thought it was good.
No, people got involved, so they obviously enjoyed it.
Did they?
Yep.
Yes. Quite literally.
They did.
Ben, you were on the phones. Quite a few people called through for it.
So many.
Yeah, which
so
is
many.
Weird. But it means it connected.
You put a prize on anything people will call. Ben, you know
and
that.
We
you
love pizza. We
yeah,
love
we
crust pizza.
We love pizza, but if we have the, show? We have the prize, you know what I mean? We have the prize.
What does that mean?
We have the prize. Give it away. Reward the people. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, that is just awful. And that was me doing that one.
Oh, was that you? Was it? My eyes were closed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shut your eyes. Who is it? You ready?
Okay, this is fine.
Everyone shut your eyes.
Well, what if... okay.
Shut your eyes. You're looking at me.
Stop yelling at me. Jimmy.
Yeah, it was me.
Ah,
well done. That made me feel sick.
I know. I'm a bad spitter. That's what I'm like.
Big old loogie.
Yeah, loogie.
And you're a bit nasally.
I can do a real one if you wanted me to.
Oh, now you
Yeah, go on.
You want me to?
Yeah.
There'd be people out there into this.
No, 100%
there would be.
I'm doing it.
I totally agree with you, Ben.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
It's a live one. You can actually watch me do it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to spew.
Went everywhere. Went over my headphones.
My eyes are watering. Can you see this?
I can't believe we're doing this for 4 minutes, guys. Ugh. Bosses.
This you show, you said people love it.
Nah.
But hey, listen to my nose. It's clean the old, clean the old sinuses.
It has medicinal purposes, doesn't it?
Like I said, I don't know if you heard me, Ben, on the show. When I grew up in the country, everyone did it, and we called them bush oysters.
That's so gross. A bushman's blow. Have you done that?
That's something different.
Is that was a different?
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
Nate, unleaded petrol prices of about $2.20 per litre were last seen prior to the cutting of the fuel excise. They're apparently set to return quickly after the discount is removed.
Why are we removing the discount? Petrol's still expensive, guys.
So, yeah, the fuel excise of 46 cents per litre will be re-established on October 1st. So I'm not saying go out there and panic buy fuel, but...
I'll say it. Go out there and panic buy fuel, guys.
If you've got a jerry can and it's empty,
find your good friend Jerry and his other friends and
you know,
fill them up, guys.
You know how 7-Eleven does that, what's that day called where you can bring anything in and get a...
Oh, Slurpee.
Slurpee day?
Well, they should do it with petrol, you reckon? People are in there with hard hats.
Fish bowls.
I bought two mugs.
I got this old bathtub I had out the back. I fill it up with...
Oh, no, I bought my laundry basket. It's got the holes in it. Hope it holds.
Can you just put it in my hands? God, thanks, Benny.
Oh, dear.
So that's coming back October 1st. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is standing firm on scrapping that discount after 6 months, as scheduled. The measure was introduced in the federal budget to ease cost of living pressures on Australians amid high inflation fueled by supply issues such as the war in Ukraine. But they're saying now that from October 1st, Cap City petrol prices could reach $2.25.
Because, you know, I only moved into my rental apartment because it was right next to what we believe to be the cheapest petrol station in town.
Yeah.
It hasn't been since I've been in there. I don't know if they've lost their motto.
Okay, the weirdest thing happened. Before you moved in, we drove past.
I'm opposite a BP, by the way, and I thought you and I have always known it as being one of the cheapest petrol stations around town.
Yeah, and we drove past it just before you moved in. It was $1.56.
Yeah, yeah.
$1.56 for unleaded.
Yeah. It's now sitting at $1.85.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
And Jim, Wave Warriors unite, because together, Australia, we are saving the wave. If you know it, sing along.
When you are driving and you are letting, don't you ignore them. Give them a waving hand and they better wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring
everybody
the wave back.
Oh, and again. Oh, thanks, man. It's the first time you did that, so you've been out of time, but that's okay. That's okay.
Sorry, just quickly. It's Eggs Benny's first time hearing that. Are you a fan of it?
Is it whoa? Like that?
I will work on it, mate. Yeah, cool. Guys, here at the Jimmy and Ace Show, we have officially, Jim, we have made it our duty to save the wave. That is, of course, the thank you wave you either give or get from someone whilst driving. We feel like it's a slowly dying thing and we want to reinvigorate it here on the show. We are enlisting wave warriors. This is all about the wave warriors. These are people who are literally putting their hand up to put their hand up and wave to the good people of Australia when you let people in, or for whatever reason, in the car. We feel like it's not there anymore, mate.
Yeah, no, I brought this to show maybe a month or so ago.
Yep.
Nathan and I, big waves in the car. If we let someone in, we wave to them to say, you know, you're welcome.
Absolutely.
If someone lets me in, I say, thank you. But we're not getting any waves. We're not getting the reciprocal, oh, no, thanks for that, or no, you're welcome. And Nathan, as you poetically put it, we're looking for people to put up their hand, to put up their hand.
Literally, to be wave warriors. Mm. Because this is the thing, and we have brought this to Australia quite a few times. We do have some wave warriors already, and we are going to look for more very soon, 13, 10, 60. But Australia was agreeing with us. They are saying that the wave is a dying act. We want to bring it back.
Yep.
We want to reinvigorate it, and we need wave warriors, our ambassadors, to do it for us.
Yeah, we're not going to let this go away. The wave while driving is one of the greatest things that we have here in Australia.
Absolutely. It makes it iconically Australian, doesn't it?
It does, mate. You know, I lived in the States. I did not see the wave over there.
It didn't exist.
When I waved at people, they would turn their car around, follow me, and they'd be like, what do you want? They thought I was waving them down.
Yeah, as in follow me.
Yeah.
Have I
very
got a flat?
Confusing, yeah. If y'all listen to the show, don't wave when you go overseas. It's going to be very confusing.
Because here's the thing, guys. We are known for beautiful beaches in Australia. What do they have? They have waves. We have waves on the beach and on the road.
I had no idea.
I know there was a stretch, but I got there.
You know, yourself stretching? I was like, you know what? They have beaches. I'm like, what?
Now, here's the thing, Jim. This is not all that we want. We not only want wave warriors to call the show, because we also need a logo. This is the next step, the next natural progression in the wave warrior and to save the wave. The logo is going to sit on all Wave Warrior merch that we do get made, be they bumper stickers, t-shirts, hats. But Australia, we need a design, and we need a design from you. We need your ideas. What should it look like? What should the imagery be? We need the creative juices to flow here from the people of Australia. 13, 10, 60.
Yeah, give us a call if you want to be a Wave Warrior. Because I think we should only take suggestions for the logo from Wave Warriors.
Absolutely. So you've got to agree to be a Wave Warrior first, and if you do agree so, then you can put in a suggestion for the logo.
Yeah, just what it should look like, what we should put on there.
Yeah, because we're going to get these printed, put them on bumper stickers.
And we're going to get these made professionally.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to just sit there and draw them.
Jimmy and I are not going to get the Sharpies out, so we will get someone to make
them. Okay, 13, 10, 60, Australia, you jump on the phones right now. First of all, if you're happy to be a Wave Warrior, to be an ambassador to help save the wave, but also, if you have any ideas of what the logo should look like for the Wave Warriors, we also have some crust pizza vouchers to give away to help stem those beautiful creative juices. 13, 10, 60, Wave Warriors, it's Jimmy and Nate.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
We're saving the wave.
When you are driving and you are letting, don't you ignore them. Give them a waving hand and they better wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back.
Everybody!
Yeah, bring the wave back. Yeah, bring the wave back.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on, Eggs Benny.
Whoa!
Here at the Jimmy and Nate Show, Jim, we have officially made it our duty to save the wave. Of course, this is the thank you wave. When you let people in or you're let in on the roads, we feel like it's a dying thing. It's something you brought to the show. We want to make sure it doesn't leave our shores, make sure it is reinvigorated. We're looking for wave warriors. These are the ambassadors who are literally willing to put their hand up, to put their hand up. And wave for Australia.
That's good, mate. That's good stuff.
Doing,
mate.
That's what I'm here for, you know what I mean? It's the only thing I do offer sometimes. But also, this is the thing. To take this to the next step, not only are we looking for wave warriors, which are the ambassadors to help bring back the wave, but we're also looking for a logo. Now, yeah. You had the idea of putting this logo on things like T-shirts. We were talking about bumper stickers, potentially hats, all wave warrior merch, but we need
air
a logo.
Air fresheners, anything.
Oh, mate, anything.
But yeah, like any good brand, you need a good logo. I mean, McDonald's has got the golden arches. Nike's got the swoosh.
Is that what it's called, the swoosh?
It is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did you not know that?
No, I thought it was a tick.
No.
Yeah, right. It's called a swoosh.
Tick's one of those little things that bite you.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a great logo.
Those little legs.
So, first things first is we need to check in with people to make sure they are happy to be a wave warrior, because you said we can't really take suggestions from people for a logo unless they're happy to be an ambassador, a wave warrior.
Yeah, need to be an ambassador first, need to be a wave warrior, and then we'll take their suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's go to our first caller here, Chris from Victoria. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show.
G'day, mate. How are you?
We are good. First of all, Chris, are you happy to be an official wave warrior?
Mate, I do deliveries all day in a small truck. And, yeah, you got to wave. That's it. You got to wave. You're going down the street, someone pulls over, you wave at them, you know.
I love
courtesy.
I love really that, Chris. Do you agree with us that, though, you're seeing the wave less and less when you're out there driving?
Yeah, well, you look at half the cars getting around the place, you know, it just sums up who drives what these days.
No, you're
well
right, Chris.
Well said, Chris. Well you're said. Right. Okay, well, Chris, first of all, welcome. You are now an official wave warrior. How do you feel about that?
Awesome.
Okay, this is good. Now, Chris, because you are an official Wave Warrior, we can take any logo ideas. What do you think the Wave Warrior logo should look like?
It should be, you know how you got the Hawaiian bubble dancers and that on your dash with on the spring?
Oh, yeah, the bobble ones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. One of them stuck on just a plastic sucker that sticks on your dash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A yellow safety yellow hand.
Yep.
Right? That wobbles as you're driving along. With a smiley face on it.
That is so good.
Oh.
That is very,
Chris,
very good.
Can I, if you missed that, this is a hand that you would stick on your dash that's on a spring that waves with a smiley face on it. Chris, have you thought of this before? Did you just think of that?
No, that just jumped up. But the better side is what you could do is actually on the other side, you could paint some of the fingers black. So there's only one sticking up in the middle with a frown on it. Just in case someone really annoys them.
That is good. I love that.
I
okay.
Mean, Chris, that's going to be hard to beat.
Well
that
done.
Is a, well, that is very good.
Chris, not only are you now a wave warrior, but that was a phenomenal idea. Okay, well done.
Not a problem, mate.
Welcome. Enjoy. Well, thank you. Enjoy. Oh, I love it, mate. Beck from Fern Tree Gully in Victoria. Hi, Beck.
Hi.
Hi, Beck. Hi. First of all, Beck, are you happy to be an official wave warrior?
Oh, I already am, yeah. Oh, I already wave all the time.
Amazing. Okay, this is good. Okay, now, well, first of all, welcome to the Wave Warriors. We'd love to have you joining our course. Second of all, what should the logo be, Beck?
Well, mine's nowhere near as exciting as the first one.
No, mate, no idea's a bad idea.
Mine's literally just a thumbs up.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because my husband, every time people let him in or the other way, he always just gives them a thumbs up, and I know, I think it's friendly and happy.
Okay, so you're putting the thumb underneath the wave banner then, Beck, yes?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and, that's okay, that's fine.
Thumbs and waves, you know, we've
same,
never really thought
same
about
kind of
that.
Thing. And also, it's an interesting point you raise, Beck, because because like the peace sign or just a finger raised on the steering wheel when you're driving, it's another thing we've never really considered.
I know Australia can't see Nath, but I can, and he did all those things.
thank you, Beck. Welcome to the Wave Warriors. Hannah from Geelong. Hello, Han. Welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Han, would you like to be a wave warrior, first of all?
Oh, absolutely.
You're in, love
I'm
it.
In.
Hannah, have I got you there?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Next question. Logo ideas. What's your wave warrior logo idea?
Again, not as good as Chris's, but one hand facing up, one hand facing down, and the fingers in like W's for like wave warrior.
Oh, that
is very good.
as good as the bobblehead, but I'm okay with it.
I don't mind it. I think it's quite clever. I think it's creative.
I do like that, hand.
Okay, so you can envisage that logo kind of being on a bumper sticker hat.
Oh, yeah. That's on the back of the car for sure.
Yeah, okay.
I'm around that. Okay, yep. Very good, Hannah. We'll take it to the design people. And also, of course, welcome to the Wave Warriors, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Good on you, Han. All right, one more. Kayla from Canberra. Hello, Kayla. Welcome to the show. We got you?
Yep, gotcha.
Okay, Kayla, first of all, the big question, would you like to be an official Wave Warrior?
100%.
You're in. Yep. Excellent.
It's not a very hard criteria.
No, it isn't. Well, because also this is a double-barreled thing, you know what I mean?
So we're really going to get through it. Fun, yeah.
What's the logo, Kayla, for the Wave Warriors?
So I was kind of feeding off your idea before of how we have the waves on the beach and the waves on the road kind of thing. I was thinking like cartoon waves and then like a waving hand in front of it.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh, it's like a double wave.
Okay, what about, Kayla, can I take yours and just add a little something to it? And feel free to say no. But what about a wave? Yes, so we got a wave. There's a surfboard on the wave, but then riding the surfboard is a hand.
Oh, it's a hand on the surfboard.
Oh, yeah.
It's a wave riding
that's
a wave.
That's a pretty good idea.
It's pretty good.
I like that one.
You like that one.
But Chris, did you hear Chris's before, Kayla?
Yes, I did.
I feel like that's really good, isn't it?
Like I liked my idea, but that one just tops it.
I'll be honest, it blew my socks off. I feel like Chris had that prepared. I was so not
ready. If on that surfboard that you described is a bobblehead?
Exactly.
No, don't laugh. Yeah.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
Well, luckily, we have producer X Benny, and he's here for Gossip Guys.
Yeah, it's time for the gossip.
Yeah, you know that we got it.
What you doing? You gotta stop because it's time for Gossip Guy. Gossip Guy.
Do you guys have a sex playlist?
You've come out swimming, big guy, have you?
Oh, we on. No. So serious question, though.
Are we on the air?
No, I don't have a sex playlist. I usually, would you like to know what I put on?
Yeah.
I usually go for like some R&B. Like I find a playlist. It's not my own.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, I like some.
Some really, Usher.
Yeah, yeah. Some.
I don't normally have time. I'll be honest.
Prince.
I don't normally have time.
Sex. What?
Yeah. Well, that and also I don't have time to think about a playlist. You know what I mean?
I'm just happy to be there.
Well, I'm just stoked to be there. You know what I mean? If I'm lucky, I'll light a candle. But that's why I got Alexa. So I walk past Alexa.
Producer like, Trin, I want to ask. Producer Trin, single member of the team.
Yeah, she's gonna have to go on that far one, Trini.
Oh, I want her on the camera.
Yeah, well, we didn't discuss.
Share
that
with me.
Before.
Come in here. Share with me.
Hi.
Okay, no, come here. I will chat with me because I want you on the camera for this.
Oh, no.
With the blokes that feel free to not say this, but with blokes you have, you know, had relations with, have they had playlists and have they played songs?
When I was a teenager, yes, but luckily most males have grown out of it.
Okay, so it's not a common thing now that blokes
really
have playlists.
It's really not common, and if a guy pulled one out, not that kind of out.
There you go. Trini doesn't like it when they're pulling out. So.
It's fine. Why do you ask, Benny?
Yeah, have we padded enough? Have you got the song there?
Yeah. We got it, mate.
So this Reddit user, he's outed himself that this is the song that he makes love to. And as you imagine the rhythm that you've got with this. So this is now number one on Spotify, iTunes, all because of this guy. It's viral on TikTok.
What is the song?
It sounds spooky.
Yeah, some drum and bass. Seabat.
Producer Trial Trin, you can hear this now. How are you feeling about this? Is this something that would kind of get you going or not particularly?
No, big fat no. Take it out.
Pull out.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast.
But there has since been an update on the Harry Styles Spitgate. Now, this has been all over socials. In fact, Jim and I, we went for a walk today through the city and we saw somebody watching this at the pedestrian crossing.
Bloke standing next to it was watching it and it was someone had sent it in a WhatsApp group message and like there was a whole bunch of people in this message and he was texting and they were like, do you think he spit?
Yeah. Everyone is talking about it. Now, if you've missed it, social media going absolutely bonkers after at the premiere of the new Harry Styles movie, Don't Worry, Darling, at the Venice Film Festival, it appeared that Harry spat on his co-star, Chris Pine, when they went down to take their seats. So that's what it looks like. He kind of like gestures his face down and Chris Pine appears to seem that Harry's spat in his lap. Now, apparently, this is the update. Pine has come out through through his people. So it wasn't out of his mouth. It's through his people.
That's because he's got spit in his mouth. Harry spit.
Well, to land in his mouth. That's a different story.
Well, they are.
Pine's people, they've come out and said this. This is a ridiculous story, a complete fabrication and the result of an odd online illusion that is clearly deceiving and allows for foolish speculation. So apparently, allegedly, it wasn't a spit, but people are still convinced that it was. I don't know. Well, let's go around the room. Eggs Benny, I'm assuming you've seen the video. What do you think? Do you think Harry spat?
If he didn't spit, why is the reaction like that?
Yeah, you're so right. Jim, what do you think?
If he didn't spit, why is the reaction like that?
Wow, is there an echo?
No, but I mean, I'm agreeing. Well, it looks like if you covered up Harry in the video, right, and I did this with my hand, and I just watched Chris Pine, right, he looks like a bloke who's been spit on. Like, even if you couldn't see Harry, he literally looks at his lap and he looks up and he's like, what the hell, man?
Well, I'm glad you brought this up because a body language expert has got involved, guys. A body language expert. This is the further update. He has said that the video is misleading and actually, based on the body language, apparently Pine has dropped what looks like to be a pen between the seats, which is why he looks confused and looks up and down, not because he's been spat on.
So he dropped his pen.
Apparently he's dropped something. Might be a pen. Benny, you're shaking your head. You don't agree with that.
No,
100%
no.
A spit.
Who's brought a pen to the event?
You're so right.
In case someone asks him to sign an autograph.
Don't worry about that.
I've got my own pen. I've come prepared.
Now, here's what I want to do, guys. I've got a new game I want to bring to the country, Jim, which highlights how hard it is, as we can decipher right now, how hard it is to tell if someone is spitting or not. It is a game, I can tell you now, will never get over the line if Producer Grace is here, which is why I'm doing it now. It's probably the last ever time. And it is called Spit or Bull Spit.
Spit or Bull Spit.
Yeah. How this works is 131060 Australia, you jump on the phones right now if you want to play. We're going to have calls on the line, Jim, who are either going to spit or pretend to spit. Then based solely on the sounds you and I hear, Jim, we must lock in spit or bull spit. That's as simple as it is. And Australia, best bit about it, we get it wrong, you win. You're going to win a $50 crust pizza voucher. Very easy.
I like this game. Spit or bull spit. Oh, that was bull spit.
Oh, that was spit. Not as fun to say.
No, not as fun.
So we're looking for either, yes, that was spit.
Yeah, that's some spit. I like it.
According to Audio Bones.
Thanks, Bones.
Or that was bull spit.
That's some bull spit, man.
So that's what we're looking for. Jim, I feel like I'm going to really rely on you here because you're a spitter.
Oh.
You're a good spitter.
Been out. On the old FM radio.
And a good spitter at that.
Yeah,
country boy, grew up spitting.
Yeah, I think everyone hates it. I was about to say my girlfriend hates it. Ash hates it. You hate it. Grace hates it. Everyone I know.
Well, it depends where you do it for me.
I'll be in the middle of the city and I'll go,
yeah. I'll go, what's up my forehead?
My girlfriend's like, you just spit anywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so in my defense, grew up country. So yeah, you know, there's a bit of dust out there, you know, hay bales, it's a bit dry, it gets in your nose. So they call it the bush oyster.
Is that what they call it? The bush oyster. Well, this is good. And honestly,
because when you spit it out.
I can understand now.
Have you seen an oyster? Because in the bush, you don't see a lot of oysters. So you go, oh, it's a bloody bush oyster.
That's where they come from. Wandered out of the bush. So that's why I think I've designed this game mainly for you, Jim. Because this is a game, as I said, Producer Grace will never allow
on
the show.
I know what you're doing. Stop it.
Blaming you. Absolutely.
Yeah, so when Grace comes back, she goes, a game designed for Jimmy.
The game Spit or Bull Spit. Australia, if you want to play, this is your chance because it may be the only time it makes the show. If you want to play 131060, you call right now.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Speaking of things that we're playing very very soon. This is something we're playing right now. It's a game that we'll probably never get over the line again. It's off the back of the Spitgate update with Harry Styles and whether or not he did actually spit on his co-star, Chris Pine, at the Don't Worry Darling premiere, the Venice Film Festival. A lot of
people... You very unsure already. All that.
I don't know, mate. I don't do gossip.
Harry Styles spitting on Chris Pine.
I don't know,
Pine
mate. You know I don't do any of that. I don't do that gossip
Just
stuff.
Just be like a bloke spatting a bloke and I want to play this. Fire the thing!
Spit or bull spit.
I mean, that's it, isn't it? You came up with this fun game.
Oh, I forget how good you are at radio. I should just let you do it. It should just be your shot.
Bloke spatting a bloke and I want to play a fun game.
You're just right? An artist, really, aren't you?
I'm a modern day...
A what? A modern day.
And I needed someone who's famous for saying stuff. And I couldn't think of anything. Shakespeare.
You're a modern day Jimmy. You're your own thing, mate.
No, you're right.
You're your not, own thing.
I'm my own man. There's never been one. There never will be one again. For obvious reasons.
No, I love it. I need him. So as long as he's around for me. Yeah. All right. The game is called Spit or Bull Spit. How it works is we're going to have calls on the line, Jim, who will either spit or pretend to spit. Then based solely on the sounds we hear, we must lock in spit or bull spit. We lose, they win. That's how it works. Myrna from Melbourne, first contestant for spit or bull spit. Hello, Myrna. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Now, Myrna, are you much of a spitter?
No, I don't remember the last time I spat. Oh, maybe like my toothpaste.
Spat.
Yeah, no,
that's fair
enough.
Don't swallow that.
That's
not
really a spit, though. That's more like a dribble out.
No, you're right.
It's like a dribble over the chin, really, isn't it? Washing it all off. Okay, all right, well, that might be a hint for us then, because if you're not a very good spitter, we should be able to pick that up audibly.
That's his bull spitting.
Yeah, you should be. Okay,
good so we.
Thank you, Myrna. Okay, it is over to you now. Spit or bull spit. Take it away, Myrna.
Okay.
I'm 100% calling bull spit on that, Jim. What are you thinking?
Look, I mean, as the spitter of Jimmy Nath, hey, guys, it's Jimmy. I love to spit. Swallowing? Never.
Yeah. Don't waste my time.
I am saying bull spit. That is a fake spit.
We are both locking in bull spit. Myrna, spit or bull spit?
No, it was a spit.
Oh! Yeah, that's some spit. I like it.
It was really bad. I think I'm not used to it.
Yeah, maybe that's why. I was thrown because she never does, so it sounded quite fake, but maybe murdered you.
I'm a swallower.
Okay, murder, can I ask
Sorry, what was that?
What was that, Myrna?
I said I'm a swallower.
Yeah. Yep. No, it's good to know. Myrna, can I ask...
Ex-Betty just nodding, going...
Can I ask, Myrna, where did it... When you spat, where did it land?
On, like, the floor in my apartment car park.
So you've just called a random radio show and you spat on your own floor for some crust pizza vouchers.
I was driving and I was bored. I was like, oh, let's just call up. Why not? Let's see if I win.
I love that. You've won, Myrna.
What an attitude. You absolutely have. Good on you, Myrna. God, I love radio. Heather from Yarrawonga. Welcome, Heather.
Hello.
Heather, are you much of a spitter?
Oh, I love a good spit.
This has turned into something I didn't think we'd get to.
I hope this next hour turns... Producer Grace is listening at home going, these...
See,
boys.
I reckon now she'd be into it.
No. No, you don't know her.
Heather from Yarrawonga, it's over to you now. Spit or no spit. Go ahead, Hev. It's a bit in that. There is a bit in that, Ex-Benny.
There's a spit in that.
Ex-Benny, just
yes,
before we...
Yes, there was a spit in that.
I've done it.
Oh, you've done it.
It's just before we go to contestant three. What are your thoughts on how this is going, Ex-Benny?
Can we please do it tomorrow night?
It's great content.
Bring Myrna back.
Oh, hang on with
you
Myrna.
Know what's funny? I actually had some, not this game, but I'd seen every radio show do this content, right?
I hope not everyone's done this game. I thought it was
No, like they're talking about, you know, the spitting thing, Harry Styles, right? And they're asking, you know, calls up, do you think he's spat? Not one person did a game.
Absolutely, mate. It's when I spit. Creating.
And that's why we're different.
Creating. Absolutely, Ex-Benny. Creating original.
Memorable content.
That's lovely.
Point of difference.
All right. We'll go to our final contestant. Hello, Luke from Broadmeadow. Welcome, Lukey.
Hey, mate. How you going?
We're good, bro. Are you much of a spitter?
Yeah. Like, better out than in.
No, so, that's a good.
That's true. That's a good motto, Lukey. Good point. All right, Lukey, where we've got one right, we've got one wrong. So this is the decider in terms of how good we are. Over to you, Luke. Give us a spit or a bull spit. All yours. Is that it? Are you done, Luke?
I'm done. Okay.
I'll be honest, I missed the back end because Eggs Benny laughed.
I'm going to say that was a spit, Nath. I'm locking in spit.
I'm also going to lock in spit. Mm. Eggs Benny, are you also going to lock in spit here? What do you think?
I can't say. I put this guy through.
Oh. So you know.
Okay. You heard Luca. All right. Both Jimmy and Nath are locking in spit. Luke, was it a spit or is it bull spit?
Nah, it was bull.
Oh! Now, why are you cheering? We got it wrong.
Oh.
You forgot how to go.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you could hear it all here.
All right, Nath, get the round of applause ready for someone who was born on September 2nd, 1989. Yes, recently celebrated a birthday. He is a classically trained musician. He started writing music before the age of 7 and would present his parents with a new song every day when they got home from work. At 12 years old, Anton joined his brother's metal band called Dioramic, I think I got that right, as a drummer.
You got that right.
Okay, good. Good. His album Clarity is turning 10, and to celebrate, he is doing a live concert alongside a 50-piece orchestra. He currently, get this, has over 18 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Oof. And he has returned with Maren Morris for a new song called Make You Say. We're going to play it very soon. Please welcome to the show, the one, the only, Zed!
Oh, we love him! Welcome!
Hey, let's go!
We got him!
Thanks for having me, guys.
Now, the best thing I love about this interview, Zed, is we've only set this up so you can tell your friends that you're doing press late at night. So can you tell? Elaborate on that, because, I mean, we just took a little selfie before this started, and you said apparently you're in LA at the moment. It's 8 o'clock there at the moment, 8 p.m.?
Yes.
Yeah, and your friends don't believe that you're doing press this late. Is that what's going
Admittingly,
on?
Admittingly, it's an unusual time to have press. Like, usually it's in the morning, right? And they think I'm using that as an excuse to pretend to be busy. And I was like, I'm going to take a selfie just to make sure that you guys know I've actually got work to do.
Is there something on? Like, are you supposed to be at a dinner or something with your mates? And you're like,
no.
Sorry,
I
guys.
Mean, I have pushed my dinner a little bit, but that's not the issue. I think they just don't believe me that I have press for whatever reason. But I got my selfie.
Well, that's why we took the selfie, because we told our friends, oh, we're actually interviewing Zed, and they're like, bullshit, you are.
They're like, you don't know Zed. You know, did I get most of that right, Zed? Is all that sort of little backstory there correct?
A little fun fact, Dioramic, my band,
yep,
is the reason we are called Dioramic is because our favorite band when we were starting to make music was Silverchair, and their album was called Diorama or Diorama.
Oh, wow.
That's where that came from.
Amazing.
Yeah. Australia's very
They're Australian, so I figured, yes. Daniel Johns is like an Australian legend, as far as I know.
And that's why he's agreed to do press at 8 p.m. talking to Australians, because he loves Australia.
Have you ever have you ever come across Daniel Johns or any of the Silverchair boys?
Yeah, so I think it was my second album, True Colors. I had a couple songs that I wanted to work with Daniel on it. It didn't make sense back then, and we weren't like in touch for until last year, I think. And then we started chatting again, and it's like literally my plan to make a song with him on my next album. I'm a huge fan. I mean, he's shaped me musically more than probably any other artist on the planet, and him and his band. And so I this album is kind of a really personal album for me. I'm working with a lot of artists that have inspired me deeply. I'm recreating classical songs from when I grew up that really shaped me. And he is one of like the biggest inspirations. So it was kind of on my list of people to work with.
Can I ask you about this new album? Because you've only really done the two studio albums, Clarity 2012, True Colors 2015. Mm-hmm. Now, Zed, I'm the same age as you. I'm born in 1989, but I remember...
Oh, what the hell have you done, mate? The hell have you done?
This is really sad for me looking at everything. Zed's got a Grammy. I've got nothing. I've got a radio show with some dickhead.
Hey. Oh, no, I'm the dickhead. Yeah, that's right.
How much has it changed, I guess, making the album now compared to back then? Because I remember someone gave me Clarity on a burned CD. Like, they burned it and went, man, you got to listen to this. Whereas now, nowadays, like, we have streaming, we have everything. Does that influence the way that you are now making music?
Yes. I mean, the short answer is yes. I did two albums with vastly different intentions. My first album was, I came from metal and rock and classical music. And to me, albums made the most sense to tell a story, and everybody was making singles. And I was like, why is everybody making singles? right. So I made an album, which was a statement. I said before I released it, I want to listen to this in 10 years and still think it holds up and is timeless. And here we are, 10 years are like just round around the corner. And my second album was, after the first one was so successful, I didn't want to be trapped in this lane that I created for myself. So True Colors was about showing my true colors, telling the world, hey, I know you like me for this and this, but I want to make sure you know I came from rock, I did classical, I did all of this. So like, let me be me. And then the third album, which isn't technically an album, were the Stay, the Middle, Happy Now, all those singles was kind of me taking the new technology, aka, you know, streaming platforms, that when I signed my contract, I didn't care about it at all. I was like, whatever you want to do with streaming, I just want to like, you know, sell albums. And I was like, wait, nobody buys albums anymore. So this was my way of saying, hey, you don't have to wait another 4 years for an album. I'm going to let you listen along as I create the music.
Absolutely.
You know, then there was a lot of touring, a lot of time spent that I've never had to spend on touring, and a whole ass pandemic. And now it's time for the next album, which, as I briefly mentioned, is kind of returning to my roots, and even roots before what people know my roots were before I started Zed, which is, you know, artists like from the classical field, people like Jeff Buckley, just big inspirations since day one for me, that are part of, you know, me creating this body of work.
Absolutely. I mean, first of all, Zed, I want to apologize that Jimmy said he got your album burned onto a CD through LimeWire.
Hey, perfectly fine. No problem. We've all been there. I've been there. Trust me. We're all good.
Yeah. It's funny. That's the difference is we're the same age. You're releasing an album. I'm illegally downloading it.
Hey, you're listening to it, and that's my goal.
Hey, we're just two sides of the same coin, really, aren't we? Two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, exactly.
Zed,
exactly.
I mean, you mentioned a few times there, and I think this is one of the most magnificent things about you, that the classical side is so cool. And Jimmy mentioned it in the intro as well. The fact that you're doing a live concert alongside a 50-piece orchestra, this is so cool. And it's something that Jimmy and I have always wanted to do, but I have no musical talent in my body at all. But I've always wanted to conduct an orchestra. The only time I've seen an orchestra perform is when I saw like a Harry Potter remake, and they had the live orchestra. So this is so cool. Talk us through how that's going to work. Like, are you up there quite literally conducting? How much work is going into this?
Yeah, I'm not conducting because I just genuinely don't know how to do that.
Right.
I'm going to be part of the orchestra. So I'm playing the piano.
Wow.
And surrounded by 50-piece orchestra, and there's going to be a conductor. I have never had a conductor. I actually don't even know how to do this. And a lot of people don't know this, but I've always had like an issue reading music charts. So back in the day when I had a teacher, I look at a music chart and my eyes don't see anything. It doesn't make any sense to me. So I've always pretended to be able to know what I'm reading and just memorized everything, and nobody ever knew. And anytime I played classical concert and like classical competitions, I always gave the music chart just to the people judging, and I just played without. It's always been my like thing. I always just remember everything. So I'm going to be remembering these 60 or so minutes of, you know, rearranged orchestrated version of my album, and hopefully not mess up too much. I'm definitely going to mess up. Yeah. That's not even the question, but I'm going to have to learn the entire album on piano in a new way. And we're currently in the process. We have three orchestrators. They kind of split up the work in equal pieces, because it's a lot of work. And you know, they're creating demo versions. I give them feedback, and we together find a place that we're happy with, which the goal for me is to accentuate how musical I believe Clarity as an album is, how, you know, still great it works today, even if you strip down all the production of it. And that is the goal, to accentuate the musicality of the record. And I mean, we're literally three songs in first pass, so we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, just one of the conductors being like, who is that guy on the piano? It's like he doesn't. Oh, it's Zed. No, you're fine, mate. Keep going. We love you.
Possibly.
Look, Zed, if you do need somebody there to just wave a little stick around, that's something I've always wanted. They don't even have to look at me. I can stand behind the curtain or anything. I've just always wanted to
maybe
be
they'll give you one from Harry Potter, and then you can do it with that.
Linking everything that I love together. Zed, Harry Potter Orchestra. Hey, Zed, look, we absolutely adore you. We are going to play the new track for everybody now. It is called Make You Say. This is going to be an absolute ripper. Once again, Zed is going to blow up our charts. Mate, we love you to bits. Thank you so much. And the last thing I wanted to ask you is, because you're a German DJ as well, super, super talented, you know so much. I'm actually a quarter German. Is there anything in... But I have no talent. This is the thing. I was going to ask.
So just earlier, Zed, when we went, I was downloading music illegally. Yeah. I somehow still have more musical talent than him.
Yeah, so I was just hoping...
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. I was like, maybe there's
Nate
something
in my
blood.
Nate doesn't even know how to download.
No, I don't. This Zoom call needs to end. I don't know how to finish it. So I don't... Zed, mate, a massive round of applause. We love you. You are welcome on this show anytime. Congratulations on the new album. We're going to play it for everybody now. It's called Make You Say, live around the country. You got Jimmy, Nate, Zed. Thanks so much, mate. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, eggs, Benny. Students' access to mobile phones will be restricted in New South Wales public schools. That's if a Labor government is elected next year.
Right. Okay. Now, this is interesting because a few of my friends are teachers in schools. Yeah, a few of my kids, they're up in arms. Can't contact them during maths. No, there's a few schools that already have those little pocket sleeves that as soon as you go in through the school gate, you have to lock up your phone at the end of the day. That's the only way you can unlock your phone again with the special device that the teachers have.
You had to do that at a
Chris Rock
concert.
Yeah.
Concert? Stand. What do they call them?
What do you call them these days? Performance?
Performance,
gig.
Yeah. So you went to watch him and you had to do the same thing?
Yeah, they had these little, it's like these little pouches, Benny, and you drop your phone in them. You hold onto the pouch, so you keep that the whole day. And I'm assuming, I think the kids do it as well when they do it. And there's one little device that unlocks it at the end of the day. It's essentially like, you know, when you, if you go to a clothes store and it's got that little thing that, a little tag on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. It's like you can't get it off without a special machine, essentially.
Opposition leader Chris Minns wants to limit the use of phones in public high school classrooms to improve learning and social development. This mobile phone policy would mirror those in South Australia, Victoria and WA, Western Australia, home to Eggs Benny. It restricts the use of smartwatches, tablets, headphones, unless students have special permission. Eggs Benny, were you allowed to use phones when you were at school?
We had to put it in our locker, and of course no one did.
Well, why would you?
Back in the day, yeah.
Why would
no
you?
No one was checking in, like, to go, everyone put it in their lockers? No.
Well, that was back in the day. You didn't have iPhones back then. You had your little Motorola, your Razr, your BlackBerry.
Razr.
You didn't have Instagram.
You do have a big beard. You were sitting there with your Razr.
Do you guys ever have BlackBerries? I never understood.
I didn't. Well, my fingers are too big and fat for a BlackBerry. I never understood it. And then when you have a little pencil and they're like, they type it with a pencil, it's like, no. Like, what's the point of having buttons if you've got to have this little stick to press them?
Yeah.
Imagine a slow process.
Eggs, Benny, you're the same. Your big fingers don't work on a BlackBerry.
Well, I had the Nokia E71, which has the keyboard on it. Big mistake. These fat thumbs. So many spelling mistakes.
I've got a message from Ben.
You excited to work on the show tonight, Ben?
The Jimmy and Nate Show Podcast.
Nate, Eggs, Benny, Adele...
Oh, yeah, what you want from me? Sit there, Adele, we haven't got to. Oh, please, I'm here for the segment.
I've been here all show. Jimmy's finally thrown to me.
It's bloody after 10:30. I'm normally a bit... Adele, shut up. We'll
you
get
had
to
Zed
you.
On the show and you didn't even chat to me. That's my fault. I'm chatting to Nathan X. Benny about Adele, but I went, Nathan X. Benny, Adele.
Adele.
Yeah, you said my name again. What?
You geezer.
You absolute geezer. Can't see I'm right here. Guys, Adele has sent the Daydreamers. That is the official name for her fans, if you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I did some research.
I had no idea.
That. That doesn't really work with their name, aren't they normally?
I honestly didn't do enough research to find out why, but it is the official name of their fans, Daydreamers.
I don't like that.
Anything quickly off the top of your head? Adele's?
Yeah.
You can't beat Little Monsters. Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that one's taken, Ben. I think Believers is a great one.
Ben was like, guys, what about Little Monsters? No, I think Gaga's got that one, mate.
Let's go with Swifties. Yeah.
I
think
I was just saying I lied.
That's good.
No, she should steal it. There you go.
So Adele's fans, Little Monsters. Yeah, what about them?
So Adele's Little Monsters, they've gone into a frenzy after Adele posted a photo on Instagram. So, I don't know if you saw this, but Adele won the Emmy for Best Outstanding Variety Special pre-recorded.
Oh, jeez, that's wordy.
Gee whiz.
One of the niche Emmys you could win.
Who'd she go up against?
Haven't got time.
That was for her television special, Adele One Night Only.
Okay.
So she won that. She posted it. The trophy's in her living room on her coffee table. And the Instagram, she's like, you know, well, I won this, congratulations, whatever. In the background behind the Emmy, there's some books, but there's also a clear box. And on the box, it says The Pauls.
The Pauls?
And there's stuff in the box. Now, if you didn't know, her partner's name is Rich Paul. And there's been rumors floating around that they secretly got married.
Oh.
So people are saying this is some sort of trinket treasure thing.
Oh, like a Mr. and Mrs., like the Pauls.
It says The Pauls on it, P-A-U-L apostrophe S.
Mr. and Mrs. Paul, wow, okay.
Now, she did spark engagement rumors earlier this year when she appeared at the Brit Awards with a diamond ring on her on engagement finger.
Yep, that'll often do it. It's almost a bit of a telltale, really, isn't it?
Oh, the little monsters are going off. And then she appeared on the Graham Norton show just after, and she was asked about it, and she says, if I was bloody engaged, would I tell everyone if I was or wasn't?
Well, what does that mean, Adele? First of all, no one can understand what you're saying anyway, and now you're talking cryptically.
Now, look, to celebrate the news of Adele getting secretly married, I don't know, but it looks like it, I thought we could play this.
Now it's time for Jimmy's verse game.
Now, you might be listening to the show, and if you're listening around this time last night, we did this last night.
We did.
We had a lot of messages from people going, I really love the verse game. I feel like Nath didn't really have a chance last night. Grace got in really early.
She was on yesterday. That's why she's had the day off, because she used all her brain power yesterday.
For the Megan Thee Stallion edition. So we had a lot of people saying, can you play it again? You play it again. I really love driving in the car, listening to Jimmy read out lyrics. I love playing along.
Yep.
So, Australia, I've heard your request. We are going to play it again. Unfortunately, Grace is sick. So, Eggs Benny, you will be stepping in. You know how the verse game works, yeah?
Explain it to me, just in case.
All right. So you've
people
got to
haven't
that,
heard it before.
Okay. So, you've got to, into the mic, you've just got to scream at me for, for 4 minutes and say what I've done wrong.
Yep. And then when Nath does win, you accuse him of cheating and me of rigging the game.
And then you go into a shell for the rest of the show. Perfect. That's right.
Sounds about right.
All right, Jimmy's verse game, the Adele edition.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nath last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Now it's time for Jimmy's verse game.
Now, apologies if you were listening before. Eggs Benny is filling in for producer Grace tonight. He did ask for the rules. We didn't give him the rules. We just gave him the behaviours.
Yeah.
Well,
which are arguably they're more important.
They are.
You know what I mean? You got to know how to carry on, like producer Grace,
yes, yep,
as opposed to play by the rules.
So if you win, you're a static Benny, you're happy. But if you lose, Nath cheated and I rigged it.
Yep.
Got it.
Now, the rules for Ben and for those listening who maybe haven't heard this before is I will read out the verse of a popular song. Eggs, Benny and Nath have to buzz in with their names. Nath, you're going to go with? Your buzzer.
Oh, Nath. So someone just walked past and I was so distracted that looking at me and pointing, going, oh God, what have I done?
What are you walking past the studio this time of night for?
Yeah, it is. It's very late.
Eggs Benny, what are you gonna go with?
We'll go eggs. Eggs.
Eggs, yeah. Good, short.
Are you saying X or eggs?
Up to you.
I was seeing learns. Now, this is the Adele edition because we just found out it looks like she may have been secretly married. Okay. So we're going to celebrate her. I've got three songs here, and this may be a little clue for both of you, but these three songs that I'm about to read out all have over a billion plays on Spotify.
Wow. Okay,
so that's a
lot. These are the three most listened to Adele songs on Spotify, so, over a billion each.
So what you're saying is if we can't get them, we're idiots. Great. I mean, way to set us up to fail. Yeah.
You're both music guys who come off songs, and I figure this will be easy for you.
Okay. Right.
Okay, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Verse number one. There ain't no gold in this river that I've been washing my hands.
Eggs?
Oh, I think I know it too.
It's not someone like you, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Benny, you're out. If Nath gets it wrong, you're back in.
Okay.
I can keep reading, though.
Yeah,
you,
yeah, keep going, mate.
But I've been washing my hands in forever. I know there is hope in these waters, but I can't bring myself to swim. When I'm drowning in this silence, baby, let me in.
Nath, is it Rolling in the Deep?
No, it's not.
Oh,
oh God.
Thanks, Benny, you're back in.
No hope in this world.
Go easy on me, baby.
Nath. Oh. I forgot his name.
Go easy on me, baby.
Is it just called Easy? Is that what it's? It's not Easy on Me?
Ben, what are you looking at?
Easy on Me, baby?
I would have said Easy on Me.
It's Easy on Me!
Well done. Well done. Yeah. I mean, look, if I'm going to play the role of Grace, that's bullshit. You're cheating.
You did lock in Easy, Nath.
I locked in the wrong name. That's a part of it. You got to get it right, funnily enough.
First answer. It's like Alpha Bucks.
It is.
It is.
10 questions, 3 songs, lyrics. Yeah. All right. Benny, you are on the board. All right. Song number 2. I heard that you settled down. That you found a girl and you're
Nath,
married now.
I heard that you settled down, but at the time of, I'll get through it. Of the life, born and raised in the summer haze. Bound
there's a time limit,
shut
surely.
Shut up, be surprised for the glory.
I'm enjoying this, though,
God,
Benny.
This is a long verse. and there's another bit.
Hello, it's me.
Yeah, throw him off, Benny.
That's throwing me, because I thought it was hello. Glory day. Oh, my God, Ben!
Come on, you have to
lock. Grace would have buzzed him out.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Rolling in the deep.
No.
I know the song!
Benny, you want me to keep going?
Keep going, please.
Yeah. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Old friend, why are you so shy? Ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me, it isn't over.
Eggs.
No, you can't buzz in. Eggs.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Someone like you, Adele.
Two in a row.
Bloody handed these to him on a platter.
All right. Okay, what I'm going to do here, this has never happened before in the verse game because Grace would never allow it, but the last question is worth 3 points.
What do you mean? We do this all the time. We do this all the time when Grace is in the lead.
All or nothing.
Shut up.
Right. I just don't know the titles. I know the verses. Which is, I should be rewarded
Stop
for
that. Buzzing in so early. You're giving him the win. All right. This is winner takes all. The first two didn't even matter. Okay, last one, Adele's song. Again, over 1 billion streams on Spotify, billion all streams. 3 of these songs. Okay.
A billy.
Well, I've locked in Rolling in the Deep twice. So. I wonder what I'm going to go for.
Third time lucky.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch. It's bringing me out the dark. Finally, yes.
If you say Rolling in the Deep, I'm
this
leaving.
Is Rolling in the Deep, isn't it?
It's Rolling in the Deep! You cheating bastard.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Welcome, guys. Thanks for being a part of it. Eggs Benny stepping into the hot seat as well. Producer Grace. She's sick, guys. She's sick. But Ben, you feeling good, mate?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah, good. Because if Grace isn't here tomorrow, we're going to need you again, big fella. So
get the call up.
Look after yourself.
We told you. It was only, a month ago or something. We said you'd get the call up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And everyone else said no. So absolutely, you're next in line. Jim, it can be hard.
Thanks.
Good segue.
Jim, it can be hard sometimes. This is a serious one. I've got to play some sound.
It usually goes down.
It can be hard. Sometimes supporting your favourite sporting teams. This is the thing. It's part of the fabric of Australia, really. We love our sport.
We do.
Eggs Benny, you love your sport just as much as Jim and I.
That's it.
But here's the thing, guys, and would you agree, there's nothing harder than watching them lose. Whatever team you're supporting in whatever code, it's time and time again.
It's weird, isn't it? I don't really understand why, but if your team wins on the weekend, you are up and about.
Absolutely.
But if your team loses, it makes you flat, doesn't it?
Because that's the thing. Regardless of what code you follow, AFL, rugby league, rugby union, football, doesn't matter. Rugby union. Haven't you heard that one? It's a new one.
Rugby.
It's already taken over rugby, funnily enough. But it's like that team is an extension of yourself, really. When you pull on that Guernsey, you pull on their uniform or whatever to go and support them, have a few beers and they lose, it's like you've got a billboard loser on you, really, doesn't you? And it's an opportunity for everyone else to rim you about it, isn't it? To
well,
really
I wouldn't
get
have
in
said
you.
That.
There's a few things. I want to start it with hard and rim you.
And you know what? That's when people just rim you.
But you know what? It's naughty after 10:40. We know how this works.
I thought we were meant to be sad.
Yeah, it's sad and naughty at the same time. Well, here's the thing. I love this. An Essendon Bombers supporter in Melbourne has clearly been feeling his pain after he paid for, couldn't believe this, an ad to be in the local paper where he sarcastically celebrates the Bombers' 18th birthday since their last finals win. 18 years since the Bombers have won a final. And this year, guys, guess what? They came 15th.
Sad.
Not getting any closer.
No.
15th on the table. The poor buggers. So this guy's put an ad out. I love this. This is what the ad says. I won't read the whole thing, but said, "Happy 18th, Bombers." This is in the Melbourne paper. "Happy 18th, Bombers. Wow, where did these years go? Time flies when you're having fun. Congratulations to the Essendon Football Club on reaching such an important milestone. There have been some ups and lots of downs, but through it all, you've stuck true to yourself and never won a final since this day in 2004.
So there's like this, there's 17-year-old Bombers fans who've never witnessed their
never seen a final win.
Team seen a final.
They've made the finals, but when they've been in the finals, they've never actually won.
Yeah, it's,
which is
so, I mean,
rough.
I was about to say, Eggs, Benny, your team's Hawthorn. They didn't make the top eight this year, but I mean, they've had enough success while you've been alive.
You can forgive them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. They won the three-peat, so I can't complain at all.
Yeah. All right, mate.
Yeah. Just reminding everyone.
We went back to back.
My guys, if we're talking AFL, my guys, GWS Giants, they're even worse than the Bombers. They're 16th.
Oh, there's a chance that they'll just disband it.
That's horrible. And then if we move over to rugby league, which we also love, St. George Illawarra Dragons, 10th. Also not in the finals. Not a good year for Big Nath, guys. Not a good year.
But there's always next year.
Well, that's
as they say,
and that's what I tell them, and that's why I'm taking out an ad in the paper just to let them know, guys. There's always next year.
It is. I don't know. It's just sad, isn't it? I mean, they're out there. You hope trying their best.
Well, are they? Sometimes I'll tell you, I've had a few words to them. You know
isn't
what I mean?
One of the things I do love about being Australian is, like, you know, especially us blokes, you get around the TV and we look at our team and it's like we've solved it. You know what I mean? Like we're like,
it's
they
easy
to tackle more, and obviously, you know, there'll be a bit more forward penetration here. It's like, oh, I'm sure the coaches and the players have got it figured out, but for some reason we can figure it out.
I tell you what, I'm glad we have got hard penetration, rim and penetration from you. Ben, do you want to add one in the mix?
Straight up the guts.
So, you missed Jimmy and Nate last night? That's okay.
Because you can hear it all here.
Wrapping it up, bro.
Yeah, look at this time for show ratings. Here we rate the show to 10 and give our reasons why. And look, I mean, I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10, mate.
We brought Save the Wave back. We had Zed on the show.
Found some more Wave Warriors as well, of course.
We had Adele on the show for just a very brief moment.
Hello, I'm still here.
Oh,
shut up.
Oh, there
shut
she
up,
is.
Adele. Yeah. You've had your moment.
Eggs Benny taking it the first game, 3 from 3.
Oh, well done, mate. God, he cleaned up, didn't he?
Just been a great show. And yeah, I mean, just having Eggs Benny. So 10 out of 10 for me, guys.
Yeah, guys, it's going to be a solid 8 out of 10 for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely floating, even though I lost verse game.
Forgot the name of it.
Yeah, obviously I'm trying to push that down. Like everything else.
It was hard. You went from, oh, I said it's hard again. Jeez, what is wrong with you?
Oh, come on, mate.
It was a 10 out of 10 for you, wasn't it?
I might need to go see my doctor. It shouldn't be like this for that long, isn't it? 3 hours. Please consult you.
Well, that's why I'm deducting 2 points, is because, I mean, we're just talking about footy sorrows just before and a few innuendos that were brought up. That really brought down.
You lost the first game and then you talked about your two footy teams who are both losers. It's just a very...
Jeez, I didn't even think of that. So now it's a 4. Great. It's made me feel even better.
Rough ending.
Oh, I forgot how shit my teams are going.
And just you lost the game. Your teams are shit.
Oh, just an average bloke as well.
Don't say that.
No,
you're a top bloke.
You're Eggs Benny. What are you?
Just stop. Hey, look, I was there for the season. Just didn't make the finals.
Hey, you here?
Hey,
Eggs Benny. What's your show rating?
I'm gonna give it a 10.
Yeah, yes. Benny.
Yeah. And I'm on standby, you said, so let me know tomorrow.
Maybe back tomorrow. I'm sure if Grace will be well enough to join us. But if we don't have Eggs Benny again tomorrow, it's been an absolute pleasure, mate. Love having you on the show.
Yeah.
I'll see you in a month.
If we never hear from you again, good on you, mate. It's been good. All the best in the future.
Good on you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Hello, guys. I'm still here. Shut up, Adele. Adios, Australia.
That's it.
free. You can follow Jimmy and Nate on the socials at Jimmy and Nate and catch the show weekdays from 9 p.m. across the Hit Network and on the Listener app. Or if you see them, just give them a little kiss.